All right, got to take a few minutes to recognize something lovely that has happened quite recently in terms of international recognition for a local, I think we can call him a local hero, because that's what you say to somebody who has given 50 years of service to the National Sea Rescue Institute. Patrick van Essen is his name. He joined up when he was only 19 years old, and since then has clocked up over 8,000 hours on duty, has taken part in 167 different rescue operations, and has recently been recognized with a People's Choice Award from the International Marine Rescue Federation. And what is significant is not just the recognition of an international body, but the fact that the People's Choice Award is voted on by his peers in sea rescue circles all around the world, who have clearly recognized the huge amount of dedication Pat has given to this calling. Pat van Essen, congratulations on that award, and thank you so much for joining us on Cape Talk today to celebrate it with you. Welcome.
No, thank you very much.
19 years old when you signed up, what made you decide that you wanted to be a volunteer for the NSRI?
Well, actually, it's a long story. Maybe I've got 50 years to listen to it. I used to stay in Globex Strand, and I was a keen fisherman, etc. And my brother-in-law, he had joined NSRI about a year before me or 2 years before me, and we were desperately looking for crew. And I was actually dating his girlfriend's sister at that time. And then they asked me, won't I please join NSRI because of my sea experience?
Okay.
And I went down, and the rest is history.
And here we are 50 years later, 48 of those, I understand, spent as a coxswain. Pat, for those who are not familiar with the terminology, will you just explain what that means, please?
Well, it's basically, it's the terminology at NSRI is basically a coxswain is like the skipper of the vessel. Or captain as such, but we refer to as the coxswain, which is in charge of the vessel and takes it to sea, etc., with the Pacific crew.
So
over these 50 years, it's not just me, it's all the crews I've actually dealt with that has made it possible for me to actually do 50 years service.
Absolutely. But Pat, I mean, that's a role of huge responsibility, and it's a big weight to bear on one's shoulders for so long. I've chatted previously to NSRI volunteers who have spoken to me about the trauma of what they have witnessed in some events. Not all rescues end happily. Some of them are very, very difficult, physically demanding as well as emotionally draining. Over the years, what have been your ways of coping with that kind of experience? As I said, a happy rescue where all the lives are saved must feel amazing, but we know that they don't all end that way.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you save a life, it is amazing. I think it's really difficult to explain how a person actually feels when a life is being saved. And when you've lost a life, it is very sad, and you can't actually, how can I put it, become emotionally involved, because otherwise it's going to be really difficult for you. But then, and I think the main thing is that if you do recover somebody, it's also a closure for the family then, that they've got their loved one, and they can do the burial, etc., and close that chapter down.
That also
makes it rewarding for us that we've managed to actually bring that person back. Unfortunately, if a life hasn't been saved, that's not very nice, but those things do happen, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's a really pragmatic way of looking at it, and one that makes a lot of sense, Pat, that there is value in what you do, even in those events that are not necessarily 100% successful. Now, you've twice served as station commander during your years with the NSRI. You would have had all the ups and downs, the camaraderie with the team. At age 69, is it your intention to keep on doing this for as long as you can, Pat? Or at some point are you going to say, you know what, I've given 50 years of my life to being on call, to being ready to go at a moment's notice. It's time to stand down? What are your plans from here?
Well, at the moment, I'm still skippering. I've got a crew. I won't be standing down as yet. My health is still good. And I must be going for another 2 years, because when you get to a certain age, then unfortunately the insurance, etc., doesn't cover.
Right.
But also just to teach and support the youngsters that's coming through. And I think today's youngsters, it's very difficult for them. Being able to volunteer in today's economic situation in the country and even going forward, and just to help them and pass my experience on to the younger generation so that they can gain experience that I've gained over all these years. Because every day, it's an operation, you learn something new.
Pat, I know the NSRI is incredibly grateful for that leadership and mentoring role that you've played. They noted it in their formal response to your receipt of this international award. Final question before we must go to news is really how it means, what it feels like for you personally to have received international recognition from your peers in Marine Rescue to get this award. What does it mean to you?
Well, I'm actually was pretty humbled and overwhelmed. But, I mean, I'm lost for words at the end of the day. And I must just actually thank everybody in the whole world for actually voted for me, and I'm extremely grateful. I never actually expected this, so it does mean the work that you're doing and the work that NSRI is doing, and that IMRF is actually acknowledging the search and rescue people, which is like myself, which I think is a tremendous thing.
We think it's tremendous too. And Pat, the final thank you goes to you for 50 years of service and still counting. Thank you so much for making time to chat to us today. And I bet your colleagues listening to this interview are incredibly proud of the recognition you've received. And I think particularly what you've said about recognizing the importance of training the next wave of volunteers for the NSRI. I love that commitment to the future because we so value the work that this organization does. Patrick van Essen, a volunteer with our own National Sea Rescue Institute for over 50 years, recognized with an International Marine Rescue Federation Award for that work.